Hi again from the Poynter Institute. I'm Jill Geisler. Today, why a paycheck isn't a thank you. Now, what's the idea behind this? Well, you know, I've heard from far too many employees who tell me that their boss operates under a philosophy that basically says, I don't thank people for doing their jobs. Their paycheck is their thanks. I only thank people for going well over and above the call of duty. And I'm afraid I have to push back on that logic. You see, a paycheck isn't a thank you. A paycheck is a transaction. You know, when I send in my cable bill and pay for it, I'm not thanking the cable company. I'm just upholding my end of the deal. And you want to be more than a person who just upholds the deal. You want to be a person who makes the interactions with staff better in order to raise their performance. So you thank them. You thank them for doing good things. They don't have to be exceptional things. In fact, some bosses do worry that if they have an employee to whom they've been giving negative feedback, because they do have to be better, that if they thank them for anything at all, the employee will think everything is fine. And I think that you can approach this with much more finesse than that. If you're specific about what you're thanking, I want to thank you for your effort. I want to thank you for trying. I want to thank you for that good idea. That's a whole lot different than saying, you rock and you're the best employee and everything is perfect. You just need to choose your words carefully. And speaking of choosing your words, should you deliver those words of thanks in public or in private? Well, let's recap the reasons why you would want to thank someone. Number one, it's to make that person feel valued. It's also, number two, to identify an effort, a behavior that you'd like more of or less of. It's also to let others in, maybe on that message, so that they'll try it too. Well, when you hear that, you might think that that automatically means do it in public. But it all depends on the recipient. You need to know your employees well enough because they differ. Now, I'm an extrovert. Extroverts are people who kind of like hearing about things in the presence of others. So I might appreciate that thank you in front of others, a public thank you. But I could just as easily be an introvert, and I am someone who would much prefer to have that message delivered privately, one-to-one, or maybe even in a note. So the message is important, but shaping it for the recipient is even more important. That's my message for today, and I want to end it with a little bit of an exciting reminder. I've been informed that the publication date for my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, will be June 5th of 2012. But it's already being listed for pre-orders on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and other places. It's pretty exciting because this workshop and a book is designed for people just like you who've been tuning into the podcast for tips and ideas and really want to grow your skills as a great boss. There'll be so much more in book form, but I'll let you decide that for yourself when you get a chance to see it. And in the meantime, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute.